seal out drafts, dust, and moisture with MD brand weather stripping from Menards. A well-sealed home is more comfortable and energy efficient. We have the largest selection of in-stock weather stripping with over 100 products available to take home and start lowering your energy bills today. Save big money on weather stripping right now at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is continuing coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Hey. All persons have any business before the Honorable Emily Caroni, Justice of the Norfolk Superior Court, and for the County of Norfolk. Draw your name, give your attendance, you shall be heard. On State of Commonwealth, Massachusetts. The court is now open. You may be seated.
22117, the Commonwealth versus Karen Reed. Can I have counsel identify themselves, please?
Adam Lally for the Commonwealth. Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning, Mr. Lally.
Good morning, Your Honor. Laura McLaughlin for the Commonwealth.
Good morning, Ms. McLaughlin.
Good morning, Your Honor. Alan Jackson for Ms. Reed.
Good morning, Mr. Jackson.
Good morning, Your Honor. Elizabeth Little, also for Ms. Reed.
Good morning, Ms. Little.
Good morning, Your Honor. David Unetti for Karen Reed.
Good morning, Mr. Unetti. Good morning, Ms. Reed.
Good morning, Jones. This is better. It's a better start. I appreciate everybody being ready to start promptly today. I do have those three questions to ask you. Was everyone able to follow my instructions and refrain from discussing this case with anyone since we left yesterday? Everyone said yes or nodded affirmatively. Were you also able to follow the instruction and refrain from doing any independent research or investigation into this case? Everyone said yes or nodded affirmatively. Did anyone happen to see, hear, read anything about this case since we left yesterday?
No.
Everyone said no or shouldn't. Okay, thank you very much. Can we bring Lieutenant Ray in, please?
During the case down here, it should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Morning.
Thank
you. Okay, whenever you're ready, Mr. Lally.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning, sir.
Morning, sir.
Picking up where we left off yesterday afternoon, Lieutenant, Ms. Gilman, if I could have Exhibit 41 back up on the screen. And Lieutenant, so we're about 2 hours, 10 minutes, and 58 seconds into this particular cruiser video. With respect to this video, if you could just remind the jury where we are and what we're looking at here.
This is One Meadows Ave, Canton, Mass., John O'Keefe's residence.
And Ms. Gilman, if you could get play at this point. Now, Lieutenant Ray, while this is up on the screen, if I could ask you to, you've reviewed this video since this date of January 29th, 2022, correct?
Yes.
And using the laser pointer in front of you, if you could direct the jury's attention to what, if anything, you noted in regard to the rear area of the vehicle in front of your cruiser.
This vehicle right here is Ms. Reed's vehicle. I believe that vehicle there is Mr. O'Keefe's vehicle. And I didn't know it at the time, but I have since reviewed.
Move to strike.
So let him finish his. You didn't know it at the time, but you have since what?
I have since reviewed this video, and I can tell that there is a...
Okay, the objection sustained.
Continue.
Now, during the course of...
he's got to ask the question differently.
During the course of your opening check, where is it around the residence that you want?
We initially went up to the one of the front doors. I believe it was the one on the right. And we knocked, rang the doorbell, knocked on the door, and was seeing if we could raise anybody and get any response.
And during the time that you were there, were you able to raise anybody and get any response?
No, sir.
And at some point subsequent to this, what, if anything, did you learn as to the whereabouts of the children at the time that you were at the residence at 8:23, approximately 8?
After we left and we weren't able to raise anybody, shortly thereafter, we subsequently we did find out that the children were staying with friends or family at this time.
And Lieutenant, if you know, approximately how long were you at the residence doing this well-being check?
Five minutes, maybe 10 minutes.
Ms. Gilman, if I could ask you to just bring the video forward to about 2 hours, 16 minutes and 30 seconds. You can stop it there, Ms. Gilman. Thank you very much. Now, with reference to that driveway area that was in front of your vehicle when you parked there, what, if anything, beyond sort of snow, ice, or things like that, did you note within the driveway itself?
Within the driveway itself, I noticed there was two vehicles in the driveway.
Anything on the ground that that you noted that didn't... Anything on the ground beyond snow, did you know?
No, sir.
Your Honor, may I have just one moment?
Sure.
Now, sir, with reference to the residents of One Meadows Ave, are you familiar with there being a security system or a Ring video system at that residence?
Yes, there is a Ring camera system at that residence.
And subsequently, to this date, have you seen that Ring video?
Yes.
Ms. Gilman, if I could have Exhibit 6. If I could have Video 1-5. Now, Lieutenant Ray, what's up on the screen? Do you recognize that?
Yes.
And what do you recognize that to be?
Recognize that to be the driveway of One Meadows Ave, and myself and Sergeant Lehan exiting our cruiser while in the driveway.
And Ms. Gilman, if you could just play it through from there, please. Ms. Gilman, if I could have the next video at 160. If you could just pause it for just a moment. Now, again, what's up on the screen, Lieutenant, do you recognize that?
Yes.
What do you recognize it to be?
That's me entering, exiting the front of the residence, walking towards the driveway.
Ms. Gilman, if you could play it through. Gentlemen, can I have exhibit 5, please? And from that, could I have video number 18? And if you could just pause it there. Lieutenant, do you recognize what's picked up on the screen now?
Yes.
What do you recognize that to be?
One of the front doors to Mr. O'Keefe's house, and I'm entering the frame on the left.
Ms. Gilman, if you could run it. Ms. Gilman, if I could have the next video, 1-9. Pause it there, Ms. Gilman. Now again, in addition to going to the front door and sort of in the driveway area, where, if anywhere, are you going in this video now?
It looks like I'm heading towards the from this vantage point to the right, which if you're looking at the house from the front would be the left, to see if there's anything in plain view through the windows, if I could see anybody, any persons, any activity.
Ms. Gilman, if you could press play. Take that down, Mr. Officer, if we could have the lights back on, sir. Thanks, sir. And Lieutenant Ray, just lastly, once you left the residence of One Meadows Ave, where did you go?
I believe we went back to the police station.
Just one moment, Your Honor.
Yes.
Thank you.
I have no further questions for this witness, Your Honor.
Okay. Ms. Giannetti?
The defense has no questions.
Okay. You are all set, sir.
Thank you.
Your next witness, Mr. Lally?
Yes, Your Honor. The Commonwealth call Mr. Michael Camerano to the stand. If I may, while the witness is coming in, may we approach the
sure.
procedural thing?
Why don't you step over there?
It's our clerk and jury. You saw this with the other state court and jury in the case now in hearing for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me.
I do.
Thank you. Just need you to really speak loudly into that microphone. Thank okay. you.
Whenever you're ready, Mr. Lally.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the jury?
Michael Camerano, C-A-M-E-R-A-N-O.
And where do you live, sir?
292 Mechanic Street in Canton.
So I'm going to ask you to keep your voice up, please, okay?
And sir, if you want that microphone to just around to whatever is comfortable, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you lived in Canton?
18 years.
And that residence you live at, who, if anyone, do you live there with?
My wife and two children.
And what's your wife's name?
Catherine.
And how old are your two children?
16 and 13.
And the 16-year-old, is that a boy or a girl?
Girl.
And your other child, is that a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Now, your wife, how long have the two of you been married?
25 years.
And do you work, sir?
Yes.
What is it that you do for work?
Labor's union.
And does your wife work as well?
Correct.
And what does she do?
She's a nurse.
Sir, if I could turn your attention to January 28th, 2022. Do you recall that date, sir?
Yes.
And were you working that day?
Yes.
And do you recall what day of the week that was?
Friday.
And following work, what did you do after work?
I went home, did some stuff with the kids.
And during the time that you were home, who, if anyone, did you speak with, either via phone, text?
I was talking to John O'Keefe.
And with regard to John O'Keefe, how did you know John O'Keefe?
I met John 7 years ago.
And how was it that the two of you met?
We met through mutual friends, and then our kids became very friendly.
And the mutual friends through whom you met, who were they?
The Robertses.
And what are their first names?
Kurt and Kerry.
And starting with Kurt Roberts, how do you know Kurt Roberts?
I grew up with Kurt.
Where did the two of you grow up?
Milton.
So you've known Kurt Roberts most of your life, is that correct?
Correct.
And you mentioned that, so you have two children. How many children did Mr. O'Keefe have?
Two.
And those two children, as far as their ages and genders, what were they in relation to your two children?
Same.
So 16-year-old girl.
13-year-old son, yes.
And were each of your two children friends with Mr. O'Keefe's niece and nephew?
Correct.
Now, as far as friends were concerned, how, starting with your children and Mr. O'Keefe's niece and nephew, how close friends were they?
My daughter was very extremely close.
And extremely close with John.
Kaylee.
Niece Kaylee.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with reference to your son and John O'Keefe's nephew, Patrick, what was sort of the nature of their relationship?
They were close also.
And as far as activities, what, if any, sort of activities did your kids do with Patrick and Kaylee?
Patrick and Michael played baseball together. Kaylee and Madeline played basketball. Soccer also.
And John O'Keefe, how would you describe your relationship with John?
We were close. We did a lot of stuff together. Pick up the kids, drop the kids off. We coordinated a lot of stuff together. We're friends.
And your residence versus, you're familiar with where Mr. O'Keefe lived, correct?
Yes.
Where did he live?
Meadows Ave.
And about how far away is Meadows Ave from where you live?
5 minutes.
Now, with regard to the girls, and by that I mean your daughter and John O'Keefe's niece, mm-hmm. Kaylee, what, if anything, was going on with them on that particular day?
They both received acceptance letters to go to school.
And which school was that, sir?
Bishop Fan.
Is that a private school?
Yes.
So at the time of this, in January 28th, 2022, what grade was your daughter and Kaylee for?
Eighth grade.
And so this would have been going into ninth grade or high school, is that right?
Correct.
And what, if any, conversation did you have with Mr. O'Keefe in reference to that at some point in the afternoon?
We were both excited. They both received acceptance letters, and we wanted to get the kids together.
Now, may I approach?
Yes.
I'm directing your attention.
Show counsel.
So I'm showing you the document.
Okay.
Just as far as. Specifically with reference to page, starting on page 188 of that document, if you could just look at that briefly in a couple of minutes.
So I'm going to instruct the jury on this. These are text messages, right? All right, so folks, before you consider any electronic communications in your deliberations, you must first find that it's more likely true than not that the person who authored or sent these messages is this witness and or John O'Keefe. If you do not find that it's more likely true than not that the messages were sent or authored by Mr. Camerato or Mr. O'Keefe, then you may not consider the electronic communication in deciding this case. Okay? Go ahead, Mr. Lally.
Thank you. Your Honor, may I approach this briefly again?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. Before I do that, Mr. Camerano, do you recognize what's depicted on that page that I just showed you?
Yes.
And what do you recognize it to be?
Text messages.
Okay, and those text messages that you had back and forth with Mr. O'Keefe on that date of January 28th?
Correct.
Your Honor, the Commonwealth will seek to introduce and admit the full.
Is there any objection?
No, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Exhibit 48.
Thank you.
Camerano, bring your attention back to page 187 of that document.
Do you see anything in there listing sort of participants in a text communication or conversation? On the bottom of the page.
Yes.
And as far as who are sort of listed as the participants in that conversation that comes to follow on the next page? Sorry, sir, just from page 187. From
my wife.
Okay. Your wife and who, if anyone else?
John.
And your wife, John, and is your number there as well? Sorry, you have to keep.
Correct.
So essentially, that's a conversation between yourself, your wife, Catherine, and John O'Keefe, correct?
Correct.
Now, beyond sort of your memory of that, as far as the numbers that are associated with those names, do you recognize any of those numbers as being yours, your wife's, and John O'Keefe's?
No, there's just three numbers there.
Now, sir, if I could ask you to flip the page to the next one, 188. Your Honor, with the court's permission, may Ms. Gilman publish this for the jury as well?
Yes.
Ms. Gilman, if you could go to page 188. Sorry, Ms. Gilman, if you could just, thank you. Read my mind. So, sir, what's up on the screen right now? Is that what you have before you as page 188 of exhibits? I believe it's 48.
Yes.
What's up on the screen? Is that what you have before you?
Correct.
Okay. And as far as from these conversations, there are blue bubbles and green bubbles. Is that correct?
Correct.
And if you can tell from the content or from anything else on the page before you, who is communicating in the blue bubble and who is communicating in the green bubble?
Katie, my wife.
From within.
Oh, no, I'm communicating. Sorry, excuse me.
So there's a from and a to, is that
yes.
Correct?
Correct.
And so the sender would be in the from, is that your understanding?
Yes.
So this first one on the top of page 188, this is from you, is that correct?
Correct.
What, if anything, did you say in this conversation?
Congrats, this is great news.
And what, if anything, are you referring to by that?
Kaylee getting her acceptance letter.
And Ms. Gilman, if you could just scroll down. And the next bubble, who is that from and what does it say?
It's from me. Yes, we did.
And if you could continue to scroll down, Ms. Gilman. And again, from this bubble, who is this from and what does it say?
It's from John. Same news, I hope.
Is that still in reference to the news regarding the team?
Correct.
And Ms. Gilman, if you could scroll down. Yeah. And again, sir, the next bubble, who is it from and what does it say?
It's from me. Yes.
Cameron, if you could. The next green bubble, what, if anything, does that say? And who is it from?
From John. Sweet. Congrats. Madeline.
And is that your daughter's name?
Correct.
And if you could continue to scroll down, Ms. Cameron. And again, the next bubble, who is it from and what is it?
It's from my wife. I'm so excited for these girls. Madeline doesn't know yet.
Ms. Gilman, if you could. Yeah. And again, the next bubble, who is it from and what does it say?
From JJ.
And
well, I told Kaylee already, so I'm sure she's texted her by now. poor kid is probably as nervous, a nervous wreck.
Ms. Cameron, if you could. And the next door.
I know.
And who was that from?
It's from my wife, Kate.
And if you could scroll down again, Ms. Cameron. And the next bubble, sir.
From me, I am sure she is freaking out.
If you could scroll down again, please. And the next bubble, sir, who is it from? What does it say?
From John. No doubt.
And if you could scroll down again, Ms. Gilman. Thank you. Now, sir, if I could, may I approach on it just a...
Yes. Do we need the lights on?
I don't.
Mr. Camerata, are you able to see without these lights on?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
So, sir, I'm going to direct your attention to, within the same exhibits, page 156. So just before we get to that, on this particular day, January 28th, 2022, where was your wife that day?
She was at home.
And at some point, did she go to work on the 28th?
Correct.
Okay. And what is sort of her typical work schedule with reference to, at that time, what was her sort of typical work schedule with reference to weekends?
She worked weekend nights, her shift.
And as far as your typical schedule on Friday evenings, what, if anything, was it that you would typically do?
Friday, I would be with the kids. I would get them ready for stuff for the weekend, take care of all the activity that we have.
And then in reference to that, as far as the weekends were concerned, or Friday evenings in particular, what, if any, sort of usual thing would you do with reference to Mr. O'Keefe?
I would usually go over to the O'Keefe's house every Friday.
And with your children, is that correct?
Correct. With at least one of them, if not both of them.
So either your son's hanging out with Patrick or your daughter's hanging out with Kaylee, typically on Friday, correct?
Correct.
Now, with reference to what you have before you as page 156 of this exhibit, again, towards the bottom, is there an indication as to a conversation starting on the next page as far as who, if anyone, the participants are?
What are you asking?
May I approach on?
Yes.
So what I want to direct your attention to is the bottom of page 156 yes. here, as far as that box at the bottom. What, if anything, does that indicate as far as the participants in the conversation that continues or begins on the next page?
Myself and John.
And sir, if I could ask you to flip the page over to page 157. And Your Honor, with the court's permission, could I publish this part of the conversation for the jury?
Yes. There's no objection, Mr. Jackson, right?
No objection.
Your Honor, for the record, we're going from page 156 to page 159. And so, Mr. Camerano, again, what's up on the screen? Is that what you have before you as page 157?
Correct.
And you can look at either, whether it's the book in front of you.
Okay.
It's easier to see the screen, either as well. But with reference to what's up on the screen, that first bubble, as if you could indicate to the jury again who it's from and what it's from.
It's from JJ. How did Kara do, by the way?
And who is Kara?
I don't know.
Fair enough. Now, with reference, Ms. Gilman, if you could scroll down. And the next bubble again. I'm sorry.
Take the screen down, please, Ms. Gilman. Turn on the lights, please. Thank you.
May I have just a moment with counsel?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
No, may I approach just to retrieve the exhibit?
Yes.
And just for the record, Your Honor, I would ask at this point to strike whatever, I don't think there was a whole lot done on that page, but whatever that was did not
seem to be. Yes, it was an I don't know answer.
Right.
So
thank you. Yeah.
So jurors, disregard that last question and answer.
Directing your attention, Mr. Cameron, to what's on 157 before you. Is that what's up on the screen now?
Yes.
And so my apologies. With regard to this first bubble on page 157, who is it from and what is it?
From JJ. You guys around tonight.
Time is coming if you could scroll down. And with respect to that next blue bubble, who is it from and what is it?
From me. Kate is working. I'm around. Madeline Michael is going to the loose to play with a friend.
And what is the loose play?
The loose is an elementary school.
And was there a play?
There's a park down there. Activities for kids.
And Ms. Gilman, if you could scroll down to the next bubble. And again, who is it from and what does it say, sir?
From JJ. Okay. At the driveway with her now. I'll text on my way back.
And could that be at the doctor?
Could be.
And Ms. Cameron, if you could scroll down to the next bubble. And again, who is it from and what does it say?
Oh, Don. From me to JJ. Everything okay?
And if you could, down to the next bubble, Ms. Gilman. And again, who is it from and what does it say?
From JJ. Yes, stupid shit.
And if you could scroll down to the next bubble, Ms. Gilman. And if I say that one's blank.
Yes.
So as far as no text, but may have been something.
Yeah. And go back to the microphone or...
So, Ms. Cameron, the next bubble has no text to it, is that correct?
Correct.
And now you can move out of the way. I just wanted that question.
Absolutely. The next bubble below that green one, again, who is it from and what does it say, sir?
From Johnny. Just told Dr. Jin that they both got into fiend.
And if you could scroll down to the next bubble. And again, green bubble, who is it from and what does it say, sir?
From Johnny. Want to drop Madeline off and hit the hillside for a bit.
And what is a hillside, sir?
It's a pub.
And where is it located?
In Canton.
And Ms. Gilman, if you could scroll down again. And a blue bubble on the screen, who is that from and what does it say?
It's from me to Johnny. I probably won't get to your house till 5:30.
Now, Ms. Gilman, if you could scroll down again. Again, that green bubble, who is it from and what does it say?
From Johnny, okay.
Ms. Cameron, if you could scroll down again. And again, the blue bubble on the screen, who is it from and what does it say?
From me, I am leaving in 10.
And if you could scroll down again.
Johnny, okay.
Hold on 1 second, sir, just for the noise.
And next screen bubble.
Could you answer again, please?
Yes. From JJ. Okay.
Thank you.
And Ms. Gilman, if you could one last time, and that's thank you. Ms. Gilman, you can take that. Your Honor, may I approach just to retrieve?
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Camerano, with regard to your statement in the text as far as leaving now, where were you leaving and where were you going to?
Leaving my house, going to John's house.
And who, if anyone, was going with you at that time?
My daughter.
And if you know, approximately what time did you arrive at Mr. O'Keefe's house?
I don't.
Now, through your friendship with Mr. O'Keefe, did you become familiar with a person named Karen Reed?
Yes.
And how did you become familiar with her, and who, if anyone, was she to Mr. O'Keefe as far as you?
John introduced me to her. She was John's girlfriend.
And just to be clear, do you see Ms. Reed in the courtroom today?
Yes.
Could you just identify as to where she's seated or an article of clothing that she's wearing?
She's seating right there.
No, just ask the record to reflect identification and identify the witness.
Yes.
Now, with regard to Ms. Reed, prior to that date of January 28th, 2022, how long had you known Ms. Reed?
A year.
Do you recall approximately when you met her?
No.
And as far as you were aware, where Mr. O'Keefe lived, did Ms. Reed live there as well?
Yes, not full time.
So she had a house of her own, as far as you knew?
Correct.
And about how often on a given week would you see Mr. O'Keefe?
Couple times.
And about how often would you see Ms. Reed?
I would see her also.
Now, as far as your relationship with Mr. O'Keefe and or Ms. Reed, would there be occasions where you would see Mr. O'Keefe without Ms. Reed?
Correct, yes.
And would there be any occasion where you would see Ms. Reed without Mr. O'Keefe?
Yes.
And where would that be?
At the house, maybe at Fields.
Now, with reference to their relationship, what, if any, conversation did you have with Mr. O'Keefe in regard to his relationship with Ms. Reed?
Objection.
Sustain. We need a time frame.
In the time period around, say, the weeks leading up to January 28, 2022. What, if any, conversation do you recall having with Mr. O'Keefe in regard to his relationship with Ms. Reed?
Just regular guy conversations.
Anything specific that you can recall?
No.
Now, when you arrived at the house, or what, typically when you would come over to Mr. O'Keefe's house, where is it that you would park?
In the driveway, to the right.
And is that what you did on this particular day?
Yes.
Now, when you arrived at the house, where did you go?
Into the house.
Yourself and your daughter?
Yes.
And when you got in there, who, if anyone, was at the house at that time?
Kaylee and John.
And what is it that you did, or what, if, what is it that occurred while you were in the house?
Excuse me?
What happened in the house?
We were just congratulating the girls, talking about how good it's going to be, different school, and just really excited for the girls.
And at some point, did yourself and Mr. O'Keefe make plans to leave the house?
Yes.
And where did you go?
We went down to McCarthy's.
And is that C.F. McCarthy's?
Correct.
Is that an establishment? Where is that?
It's in Canton Center.
And about how far away from Mr. O'Keefe's house is that?
5-10 minutes.
And is that somewhere that you're familiar with, you've been before?
Not frequently, no.
Now, with regard to you know approximately what time you left Mr. O'Keefe's house and went to see if McCarthy's?
I don't.
And where were the girls when the two of you went to see if McCarthy's?
They were in the house.
And at the time that you left there and went to see if McCarthy's, who, if anyone else, were there any plans as far as meeting anybody else there?
I'm supposed to meet Karen.
Now, prior to leaving the house, what, if anything, did you or Mr. O'Keefe do with reference to the vehicles that were in the driveway?
So when we were leaving the house, I was parked in the driveway. John was parked on the left side of the driveway. John asked me to, I backed up so John could move his car out of the way so Karen could pull her car into the garage because of the snowstorm.
I'm sorry, you said because of the what now?
Snowstorm.
And as far as the snowstorm was concerned, what, if anything, did you know at that point in regard to that?
We were supposed to get a lot of snow.
I may have just one moment, Your Honor.
Yes.
I'm just trying to remember which is which. You know, with the court's permission, I would ask that Ms. Gilman be allowed to publish a part of Exhibit 6, which is the driveway of the Ring video.
Okay.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could ask for video number 145. Sorry, if you could pause it right there. Mr. Camarano, do you recognize what's up on the screen?
Yes.
And what do you recognize that to be?
Myself and my daughter.
And as far as, may I approach the witness again, Your Honor?
Yes.
So just before you hear, this is a laser pointer. If you just press that button.
Okay. Okay.
And Mr. Camarano, using that laser pointer that you now have with you, if you could direct the jury's attention to where in this video you observe yourself and your daughter. And there are two vehicles in this sort of frame, is that correct?
Yes.
And if you could, using the laser pointer, just describe to the jury whose car is who and where.
The white car is mine. The SUV is John's.
Now, as far as the Ring system that Mr. O'Keefe had at his house at this time, as far as your knowledge of it, what, if anything, would the two of you do with reference to sort of picking up or dropping off kids in the Ring video?
Yes, he had a camera, so like I'd always wave or give him, you know, I always knew that he was like watching.
And do you know how he was watching, if he wasn't home?
Yes, on his phone.
So would that be sort of a running joke between the two of you?
Yes.
Thank you. Ms. Gilman, if you could, please. If you could just pause it there briefly. Now, Mr. Camarano, are you familiar with Mr. O'Keefe's house? You've been there plenty of times, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And with reference to sort of where you and your daughter sort of exited from the screen, what, if any, sort of entrances to the home are located in that area?
Two garage doors.
And are you familiar with that garage area?
Yes.
Is that typically how you would enter the house?
Yes.
And with regard to sort of the condition of the garage, was Mr. O'Keefe particular about that?
Yes, he was.
And how so?
He always kept things very tight. He was like OCD.
And so as far as garage doors, as far as, and what I mean by garage doors is sort of electronic up, you know, up
so
and down.
So there's two garage doors that go up and down, and there's a door. Just a single entry door.
On the left, as far as the left door.
There was an old classic car he had, convertible.
And then as far as the right door?
Was empty.
And once, beyond those sort of bay doors that go up and down, what if any other entrance way into the garage was there?
There's a side door.
And if you recall, when you were entering at that time on 28th with your daughter, how did you enter it?
We went to the garage door, electric door.
And was that something, what if anything was affixed to those garage doors as far as security was concerned? Beyond
A keypad. We'd have to punch in a key.
And at the time or at any time, were you familiar with what that passcode was?
Yes.
Now, when you walk into the garage, how is it that you get from the garage to the house?
You walk into the garage and you walk up three steps and you go into a door.
And then once you sort of walk up the three steps and go into the door, what part of the house are you in when you went?
You're pretty much in the kitchen.
And you mentioned that Mr. O'Keefe was meticulous, if not OCD, when it came to the garage. How did that relate to how he kept the house?
The same. Everything was very tidy. When you walked in the door into the house, to the left, you put your shoes, your coats would be hung there.
And as far as shoes were concerned, is that something that you wore inside the house? Or not?
He'd rather you not.
And that was pretty well known to people that had been there before, correct?
Yes.
Now, Ms. Gilman, from the same exhibit, if I could, Your Honor, with regard to the next video that's not contained on this Exhibit 5 from the same video, I would offer that at this time as the next exhibit.
And there was no objection, Mr. Jackson?
No objection.
Okay.
Exhibit 49.
Thank you.
And Your Honor, for the record, this would relate to Exhibit 6 and it's video number 148. And Ms. Gilman, with the court's permission, may I publish that to the jury at this time, Your Honor?
Yes.
What was just up on the video, sir? It's just up on the screen as video number 148. That was what you had testified to previously as far as moving the cars?
Correct.
And why was that again?
So Karen could pull in the driveway, in the garage, excuse me.
So the expectation, from your understanding, is that Ms. Reed was coming back to the house at Meadows later on that evening?
Correct.
Now, as Mr. O'Keefe, from that video on the screen there, was walking to the car, did you happen to notice how he was dressed?
Yes.
And as far as what you observed in that video, what you recall from that evening, is that how he was dressed that evening?
Yes.
And when I say how he was dressed, for sort of the entirety of the time that you were with him?
Yes.
So it's January 28th. You recall You indicated there was a snowstorm coming. It was cold out, is that correct?
Correct.
And with reference to that, was Mr. O'Keefe someone that would typically wear a coat?
No.
And ever? That you can recall?
Never that I could recall.
And, Your Honor, with the court's permission, with reference to that same Exhibit 6, if I could publish video number 149.
Okay.
Ms. Kimmel, for the sake of time, can you stop? And yes, you can bring it down. So from that video, Mr. Camerano, what is it that you and Mr. O'Keefe are doing in that video?
We're heading down to McCarthy's.
Now,
do you want the lights on, Mr. Lally?
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, at some point after you arrive at C.F. McCarthy's, who, if anyone else, sort of joins your group?
Kurt.
And that'd be Kurt Roberts, is that
correct?
And how was it that he came to C.F. McCarthy's that night, if you know?
I texted him.
And in general terms, what do you call sort of what that text communication was like between yourself and Mr. Roberts?
Yes, he said he was busy. He was doing something that I texted him that he was a pussy.
And following that text, did Mr. Roberts eventually arrive at C.F. McCarthy's?
He showed up, yes.
And about how long after you and Mr. O'Keefe arrived did Kurt show up?
I would like to say maybe an hour.
And if you know, when was it that at some point you indicated Ms. Reed appeared at C.F. McCarthy's as well?
Correct.
And do you know about how long after yourself and John arrived that Ms. Reed appeared?
I don't. Exact.
Now, with reference to that establishment of C.F. McCarthy's, are you aware or have you become aware that there was a surveillance video from inside the bar that night?
Yes.
And you've seen some of that footage, is that correct?
Yes.
Your Honor, may I approach?
Yes.
I want to seek to introduce and admit the surveillance video of C.F. McCarthy's as the next exhibit.
And there's no objection, Mr. Jackson?
There's none.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Your Honor. Court reporter?
Tori.
Now, with the court's permission, I would seek to publish portions of that video for the jury at this time.
Okay.
And Ms. Gilman, if you could, from that video, the first video. And if I could ask you to play from about 7 minutes and 40 seconds, and we'll go through about 9 minutes or so. If you could pause it, just there. Now, do you recognize what's up on the screen, Mr. Camerano?
Yes.
And what do you recognize that to be?
C.F. McCarthy's.
And yourself and Mr. O'Keefe are not in frame at this time, is that correct?
No.
If you could, using the laser pointer before you, if you could direct the jury's attention to where it was about in reference to the bar that you and Mr. O'Keefe eventually came to congregate that.
These seats here.
And from this video, from your time there that night or prior occasions, can you see sort of where the front door is to the establishment?
Yes.
Could you direct the jury's attention to where that is? And so what I'm going to ask in just a moment is for Ms. Gilman to press play, and then what I'd ask you to do is if you could just direct the jury's attention to when, if at all, you observe yourself and Mr. O'Keefe walk in.
Okay.
Ms. Gilman, if you could. Ms. Cameron, if you could pause it right there. And just, I'm sorry, Mr. Camerano, you're directing with the laser pointer. Sorry. Screen, if you could just describe what you're directing.
That is me, and that is John.
And thanks. Well, Ms. Gilman, if you could just, again, play this through the 9 minutes. And Your Honor, for the record, I think we're at about 9 minutes and 41 seconds or so.
Okay.
So with reference to Dave McArthur's, you went there and had some drinks, correct?
Yes.
Do you recall what you were drinking or what John was drinking that night?
Beer.
Is that sort of typical for the two of you?
Yes.
And do you recall sort of, was that from the tap, a bottle, or something else?
From the bottle.
And do you recall what type of beer typically you would drink or Mr. O'Keefe would drink?
Bud Light.
And do you recall specifically that's what you had that night, or that's just what you would typically have?
Typically, I think we had Bud Light.
And if you know approximately how many beers or how many drinks did you have over the course of your time at C.F. McCarthy's that night?
I don't.
As far as yourself versus Mr. O'Keefe, do you recall, sort of in relation to each other, how much you each had to drink?
Not maybe six beers.
And what I'm asking, sir, is it's not like, did one of you have 10 and one of you had two, or was it sort of commensurate with each other?
Commensurate, one for one.
Okay. So essentially you're buying rounds as you go along?
Correct.
Now, from your time at C.F. McCarthy's, how would you describe sort of the tone or sort of the demeanor within the group that you were in that night?
Pretty good.
So no arguments, no fighting, anything like that?
No.
And just briefly going back to the clothing that you observed Mr. O'Keefe wearing in this and that you recall him wearing that night, what, if any, damage or tears or anything like that did you note in in any of his clothing that night?
I did not see any.
Now, Ms. Gelman, if I could ask you to take this down and go to the third video. And Ms. Gelman, if I could direct your attention to the 6 minute and 10 second mark through the 7 minute mark. And when you get to 6:10, if you could just pause. Now, Ms. Camerano, directing your attention to the screen, if you could, from the parties that were, you know, within your group sort of that night at the bar, if you could just direct the jury's attention to who is who or who, if anyone, you recognize in the video.
Kurt.
So in addition to yourself and Mr. O'Keefe, Mr. Roberts has now joined your group?
Correct.
And Ms. Gilman, if you could just play it for me. Good, pause there, please. Now, with reference to Mr. Roberts, was he a beer drinker as well?
Yes.
From a bottle that night, same sort of thing that yourself and Mr. O'Keefe were having?
Correct.
And from where it's paused at this point in the video, who, if anyone else, do you recognize sort of coming into frame or coming to join your group?
Karen Reed.
And so from this, is this about the time that she entered the establishment or came into the bar?
Yes.
Now, with reference to Ms. Reed, what, if anything, do you recall her drinking during your time that you were both at C.F. McCarthy's that night?
She was drinking out of a glass.
And if you know, what if anything did you observe as far as the color of what was in the glass?
It was clear.
And beyond sort of the clear liquid in the glass, what, if anything else, did you observe in the glass as far as a straw, a fruit, anything like that?
A straw, maybe.
And what, if anything, did you know what was in the glass?
I didn't.
And as far as you could tell, what was in the glass?
Vodka.
Is that something that Ms. Reed would typically drink if you had been out with her on prior occasions?
Yes.
Now, I'm sorry to keep jumping back and forth between, but Ms. Gilman, if you could just hit play again and let it run, to the 7 minute mark. Ms. Gilman, from this same third video in this exhibit of the C.F. McCarthy's, if I could ask you to forward to the 14-minute mark.
More raw courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed is coming up from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Press subscribe so you don't miss a minute.